Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, you guys. We are live from the Alzheimer's Walk at Delaware Park. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day. There's a ton of people here. And we're having an amazing time right now at the Alzheimer's Walk. We have Jacob on the board. Yes, yeah, we are good. We are good. We are live right here at the Alzheimer's Walk. There are thousands, literally thousands and thousands of people here today. And it's a beautiful day. I don't know. I think it's 90 and sunny out here. And it's gorgeous. There's flowers all over the place, the Alzheimer's flowers. And people are laughing and crying and hugging and loving one another. And it's for an amazing cause. And I'm so blessed and honored to be a part of it today, broadcasting live here at Delaware Park. And so people are just coming in from the walk right now. Music's playing, people are dancing, and we are having a wonderful time. So we're going to be talking about Alzheimer's and how our dietary habits can affect that today and help, of course, prevent disease and reverse some diseases. As we know, our dietary habits and our lifestyle habits can help reverse and prevent so many diseases. And of course, you know, healthy fats, monounsaturated fats are definitely something that we need to be taking in for our brain. So we'll be talking about that today. Jacob is on the board. We have Steve-O and Brando and Zach and Neil and Mary. Everyone's here and we're gonna have a great time. And so we want you to stay with us. Couple of announcements. I just want to thank everyone who came out to the Raw Truth Recharge healthy eating seminars at the Aesthetic Associates Center, and also at we had it at the Buffalo Athletic Club. I'm telling you, I was moved. I was crying. They were crying. It was a beautiful time. And just, you know, the passion that people have inspires me to do what I do on a day-to-day basis. And so thank you, everyone, for came out. We do those three times a year. And so the next ones will be in January. And our fall classes, 4-week, 8-week, and 12-week, are kick off this week. And so there'll be, oh, my gosh, tons of people starting a 14-day Raw Truth Detox with me. So I'm excited about that. Don't forget about the Breast Cancer Walk coming up on October 18th. And that is at Niagara Square. I will have the pleasure and the honor of doing the warm-up for that walk for thousands and thousands of people. I mean, last year was like 10,000 people. It was so amazing. So we want you to be a part of that. And that is at Niagara Square, Making Strides for Breast Cancer. I'm excited about that. I'm also going to be speaking at the Susan Komen Luncheon coming up as well, and that is October 11th. So lots of stuff going on. We are live here at the Alzheimer's Walk. We want to hear from you today. Stop by at our WDCX tent, say hello, and we're going to be right back in a few minutes with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are live in color, live. The Alzheimer's Walk. It's so exciting. It's a glorious day. God gave us this glorious day today. People are, you know, having a great time walking, running, loving on one another, and talking. There's beautiful flowers all over the place. We posted some of those on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Make sure you're following us. And I'm here at the WDCX tent. I'm so grateful to be here today. Steve-O's here. Brandon's here. Jacob's back at the station. And we have Steve-O's wife, Yvonne, here today. Good morning.
Hi, Robbie.
I'm so grateful that you're here today. And your little daughter, where is she? Because I was going to throw her on the air.
She's walking with Megan right now.
Well, you know what? It's a beautiful day here today, isn't it? And I know that Steve, your husband, you know, Neil throws him on the air all the time. I thought, I'm gonna grab Yvonne today, you know? I'm going to grab you. Because you know what? The wives just never get the credit sometimes.
I know. That's okay.
Behind every successful guy is someone like you supporting them, right?
Sure.
So why are you here today other than the fact that WDCX is promoting this?
Well, it's, oh, and there she is. There's
hi.
Danielle and Megan.
Come on, Danielle. Want to say hi on the air?
Megan, you want to say hi, right?
Come on over here. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
Hi.
Hi. Did you guys just walk?
Yes.
Yes. And how old are you?
We're both 7.
You're both 7. Oh, my
God. I'm turning 8 in October.
Yay. And you just did the walk? That is so awesome and for a great cause. And you're dancing and we got a lot of flowers around here and it's all fun, isn't it? Everybody should come out.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us. So you're walking today, Yvonne, for...
Well, you know, it's a great cause. And the Alzheimer's Association has done so much in this area. And
yes.
My parents are in their 80s and thank God that they're healthy and they're well. But that's something that I worry about for them. And you know what? Danielle's here and I want her to see that, you know, this is what we do. Our family does. And as Christians, we love each other and we support people who are needing our help.
That's right. And so, you know, it's amazing. I you know, honestly, this is honestly the first time I've ever been at this walk. I'm always involved in the breast cancer walks and things like that. But it amazes me how many people are here today, you know, supporting this. And I know last year it rained, but Neil was talking about there were thousands of people here for that as well.
Definitely. It was cold, but...
Yeah, and you were telling me that your parents are in their 80s, right?
They are, yes.
Yes, and you know what? My mom in her 80s, I never saw any sign of, you know, memory loss. I mean, I actually had more memory loss than she did. I'm like, you remember more than I do,
yeah,
Mom.
I know.
You know? But, you know, truly, I was telling Neil on his show that one of the things that happened with my mom is in May, it was my birthday, it was my sister's birthday, and, you know, I said to my mom that morning, I said, Mom, it's my birthday and Susan's birthday. I said, let's call Susan up and wish her a happy birthday. And my mother kind of looked at me, and she was 92 at the time. She kind of looked at me, and I said, Mom, it's my birthday and Susan's birthday. Let's call her up, and we'll, you know, we'll tell her about, you know, we'll wish her a happy birthday, and we'll talk about what's going to happen today. She goes, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh.
And that, I can't tell you. I mean, that was the hardest thing I've ever heard my mom say. And that was the first time I realized, oh my gosh, wow. Because, I mean, she had memory loss before, but it was different. You know, it was, you know, it was like, you know,
Where are my keys?
Yeah, exactly. The same kind of things I was saying. That was something that just knocked my socks off. So, you know, I know that, you know, with Alzheimer's disease, and by the way, more than 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common form of dementia, accounting for 60-80% of all cases. And that includes 11% of those age 65 and older, and one-third of those 85 and older. And the disease impacts more than 15 million family members and friends. We're actually going to interview someone in a little while. Her name is Claudia, and she's very young. She was on stage here. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
When the Alzheimer's walk started, and very emotional, what she said. And I'm telling you, when you look at something like, you know, when you look at someone like that, and you're like, wow, it's just not for my grandmother and my grandfather, you know? I mean, it can affect people at all ages, and it's just nice to know that we can do something. And, you know, I think that God gives us, you know, the desires of our heart. And one of the desires for my heart, and I know for you because of what you just said, is to help other people. And what better way to do it when benefits like this come up, and when fundraisers like this come up? There are a ton of people here. We have Neil Boron over there. I think I'm going to have Anne-Marie grab Neil and bring him on here. And we'll say hello to Neil. Thank you so much for coming in. And you know what? Steve is doing a great job. He's always keeping the shows going. So thank you for letting us hog up all his time, okay? All right. We'll see you in a little bit. And we got Neil Boron right here. Good morning, Neil. You were broadcasting live. You were broadcasting live this morning, right?
Oh, we were, and boy, did we have a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
Yes, and, you know, I know that you interviewed some people on your show, and one of the people was Claudia, wasn't it? The young
Claudia
woman.
Claudia Lastings is her name. And what a sweetheart. You know, she knows and loves the Lord. Her and her husband, Ilya, are friends of ours. So they became friends, really. And she actually came to church on the beach this summer.
Oh, wow.
Came up to me and said, I have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and if you ever want to talk to me, I'll be happy to talk to you. Knowing, of course, that she's going to be not as able to talk in the years to come unless we can find a cure for this thing. But she's got an amazing story. When she was here, she was trying to articulate how she knew she had Alzheimer's, or how she knew there was a problem. And she told us that it started in 2009, and that she couldn't, it wasn't a memory lapse thing at that point. It wasn't about memory. It was about her motor skills and eye twitching and stuff, but she couldn't get that out. And she said, you know, for me in 2009, I knew something was going on. And she pointed to her eyes, and she was trembling just a little bit because she was trying to grab that word. She wanted to talk about eye twitching.
Wow.
And it was really painful and hard to watch. Because, you know, we love her. She's a sweetheart. But, you know, that's what happens. And then now there's more memory stuff going on. I asked her husband, Ilya, later. I said, what was she trying to say? And he said it was about the eye twitching and motor skills, and that kind of stuff was, for her, some of the first symptoms she experienced.
Well, I know that, you know, early vision problems could be a sign. And, you know, cataracts and things like that. Of course, our body ages, and our mind ages too.
Mm-hmm.
And although that's, you know, we don't want any aging to go on, but someone that young, how old is she, Neil? Because
I didn't ask, but she's in her 40s, I think.
Yeah.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah, she's young.
I'd say 42, 43.
We're going to actually be talking to her in a little bit, and I'm excited about that. But what a story. You know, it just makes you realize that anyone at any age, you know, this can affect anyone at any age. It's not our grandmother and grandfather and, you know, people that are older that, you know, we think, oh, Alzheimer's. You know, anything. I was actually talking about this at my free seminars this week. In fact, even about stroke, because I have two people who have taken my 12-week Raw Truth Recharge program, and one had a stroke in her 20s, and the other one had a stroke in her 30s. And so when you think of stroke or you think of Alzheimer's, you think of people who, you know, are older.
Much older,
but it's,
sure.
It's not like that. So, you know, eating right and exercising is so important, as we know. The monounsaturated fats, the peanut oil, the olive oil, all the things that you've been
and having. Wait, don't you think, I mean, obviously, it's never too late to start, and you can always be healthier by choosing to eat right and exercise today, like get started, right? But don't you think that there's a cumulative effect when you've abused your body for years upon years upon years? that that you're running a really high risk of running into diabetes or high blood pressure or stroke or something else. I mean, yes, do what you can to get this thing fixed, but don't wait another day.
No, because, absolutely.
I don't know. I got to a place in my own life where I had topped out at the highest weight I ever was, and I was feeling the effects, and I'm thinking I'm in line for something big, a stroke, a heart attack,
yes.
Something like that. You used to tell me all the time. Mary told me every single day, and of course,
Mary,
she just,
come on over here, Mary. Mary's here, Mary Boron. Well, yes, and we, you know, I have a friend at the chapel that I just heard had a stroke, actually. Good morning, Mary. Mary Boron.
Good morning.
We'll give you your own
Look
microphone,
that. You
Mary.
You got your own microphone.
You are so cute, Mary. Oh, my gosh. She's like the wind beneath your wings, isn't she, Neil?
She is, yeah.
I love
it's
this
exactly
lady.
Exactly how I describe her all
we
the time.
Got, we got the paparazzi here, you know.
Oh, look at this.
Here.
Dan Rosati from the Hein Company.
Oh, hey, how are you? Thanks for coming.
Chairman of IT and all things technical at the Hein Company. Yeah.
Wow, cool. So we are at the Alzheimer's Walk at the WDCX tent. There's purple all around, but our tent is blue. And there's white tents, but our tent is blue because WDCX is blue. But Mary, I know that, you lost your mom, you know, last year around this time, actually, right?
Yes. It was really difficult being here last year because it was only 2 weeks after she passed. This year is a little bit easier, but it still brings back memories.
Yes.
And I miss her every day.
Now, did your mom have Alzheimer's or dementia?
She had dementia, which is a form of Alzheimer's.
Yes, and you're a nurse, so you understand it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's tough. I actually was telling you, and I was telling the listeners earlier about the story about my mom not knowing when I was telling her it was my birthday, not knowing, you know, what I was talking about. She just looked at me and said, I have no idea what you're talking about. My mother was always the first one to call me up every morning on my birthday and say happy birthday. And when she wasn't calling, you know, when she wasn't calling last year, I when she wasn't living with us, I called her. I said, Mom, it's my birthday. She goes, oh, happy birthday. And that, you know, that was not too bad, but when I did tell her it was my birthday and she said, I don't know what you're talking about, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. And, you know, so it's a wonderful cause here, and we know that, you know, there are early signs of dementia. And
I thought you stopped having birthdays.
Yeah, that's right, I did, Neil. I stopped having birthdays because, you know, it's useless. My mother, I used to say to her, Mom, do you know how old you are? And she'd say, I don't care. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care either.
Wait, tell the story about when your mom was in the hospital and the doctor was asking her about her birthday, right?
Well, when my mom was in the hospital, they would ask her what her name was and what her date of birth was. And she would say to us, why do they keep asking me that? Can't they just write it down?
Oh, how cute. Oh,
we said, well, Mom.
Cute.
Yeah.
And then, so then they asked her what the date of her birthday was, right?
So. Right. And then one time they said, so what's your birthday? And she said it. And then they said, what year were you born? And she looked at them and she said, a long time ago. She couldn't remember. God bless her.
God bless her, yes. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. But, Neil, your mom's here, isn't she?
She is, yep.
And how old is she?
My mom is 81.
And now how's she doing?
Almost. I mean,
well, in a couple days, she'll be 81.
She's young, actually.
Yeah. She just walked 1.8 miles with us.
Yeah, she's wild.
And she's pretty sharp. Starting, you know, a couple little things here and there occasionally.
Wow.
She tells me the same stories over and over again, which might actually be a little bit of a clue that she's beginning to have some memory loss. But don't all older people tell stories over and over again?
Yeah, sometimes I tell stories over and over again.
But she's still driving and she's still balancing her own checkbook. I check up to make sure she's doing it right, but yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing all right.
She's beautiful. Well, you know, I guess of the approximately 55,000 Western New Yorkers living with Alzheimer's, can you believe that? 55,000?
That's amazing.
Western New Yorkers living with Alzheimer's or related dementia, roughly 33,000 will wander at least once over the course of the disease with serious injury and even death possible if they're not found within 24 hours. That is scary.
Wow.
Wow. I just, it blew me away to even learn that 55,000 people had it. You know, you have no idea until you, you know, get involved with this. I remember a time when my mom, this was years ago, actually, a time when my mom was she lived a block away from me, and she came to my house. She was coming to my house in the car. It took her 3 hours to get to my house. She actually got lost way out in East Chahunga.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I think that was like 5 years ago.
Can I mention real quick, if anybody wants to donate, they're listening right now, and they say, hey, I wish I could have been a part of this, you can still go to our website, WDCXradio.com. Click on the Alzheimer's button that you'll find right there on the front page, and you can donate. It's so simple. And if you have a smartphone, text the word WALK to 866-883-2030. 866-883-2030. Just text the word WALK to that number. It'll send you a link. You can click on it, and you'll be on the page where you can donate whatever amount you want. It's a real secure link.
Yes, Team WDCX, we are here. We'd love you to stop by the WDCX tent and say hello. And we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in just a second. Jacob is on the board. You know what? Northtown Orthopedics, you got to check them out. I'm so grateful that they're part of our team here. Northtown Orthopedics, Dr. Peter Gambacorta. If you're walking around with pain or injury, don't think that you need to walk around and put up with it. At least get checked out. You know, he is a surgeon, but he doesn't just promote surgery, okay? He will find ways to help you avoid surgery if that's the case. So Northtown Orthopedics, check him out. Dr. Peter Gambacorta, let him know that Robbie sent you. And we are live at the Alzheimer's Walk. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Thanks, Neil and Mary, for coming on. And hopefully be able to stay with us. I'll grab you again, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. We'll be right back.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambacorta of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambacorta today at 716-636-1470.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are live at the Alzheimer's Walk. We're having a great time. It is a glorious, glorious day. Last year it rained and there was thousands of people. This year is beautiful and there's thousands of people. It doesn't matter because it's for a great cause. And my friend Anne-Marie is here. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. How are you?
We didn't have enough time to do the big circle walk, but you and I walked the golf course.
We did.
I didn't realize we were on a golf course, actually. We're like, oh, bye. I think we're on a golf course.
Yeah, we didn't get hit, so that was good.
Yeah, no, that's good. So you're here walking, and even though your parents are older, you're supporting people who, you know, obviously have lost somebody or have taken care of people. And thank goodness there's people like you who aren't directly affected, you know, supporting the cause. And you don't need to know somebody or have somebody, you know, in your family to be able to help raise money, right?
Well, it's true, and right now my parents are not sick with Alzheimer's, but I mean, you never know when that day might come. But I do have a lot of friends who have just gone through a loss of losing a parent that has had Alzheimer's, and it's just very sad to watch that whole process go through. And I know you with your mom, you had
exactly.
You're watching her as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming, and you know, thank you today for coming and supporting this. If there were people like you and so many thousands of others, we would not be able to raise the money that we had, you know, that we need to help find a cure and create awareness. And you know, we have Claudia here today. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Robbie.
And I was talking about the young woman, Claudia, who has Alzheimer's, and she is joining us right now live at the Alzheimer's Walk. And good morning, Claudia. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you hear me, Claudia?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming here today. And you know what? I was like very emotional listening to you talk on stage here, and you're just a beautiful spirit inside and out, I can tell. Anne-Marie's actually taking a picture of us, so we'll look that way. But listen, Claudia, say what you said, if you would, on stage. You know, I know that you were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, correct?
Yes, it was last year, August 16th.
August 16th, so oh my gosh, just a little bit over a year ago. And do you mind saying how old you were when you were diagnosed? 53 years old, you were told that you had Alzheimer's. And so were you having any kind of symptoms before that, Claudia?
Well, it started at 09, and I started getting twitches on my, like my eyes and my, like, just around my face.
2009.
Yes, and then it, 2000, yeah, and then 2010, I started doing having vertigo, and then after that was things that I knew how to do, but all of a sudden I couldn't do them anymore. I was at a family party, and I had to bring the salad, so I was there, and I was trying to do
trying to bring the salad.
Yeah, yes, in the salad, and I was trying to open the thing for the olives, and I had my aunt was there next to me, and she's going, Claudia, what are you doing? I said, you know, I don't know, because I was just like turning and looking at it like I was like a foreign object. That's how that started. And then things, lots of other things, and he didn't know what the heck was going on.
So you're
my husband, I'm talking about.
Right, your husband's supporting you here. Thank God. So you were trying to open up a jar, but you didn't know why you were opening it.
No, I knew I was had to do the thing, but I didn't know how to do the can opener. I couldn't do it at all. And then that's what happens. It just happened, and you know, some little it's. It takes you a piece by piece.
Right.
That's all I could say. You know what I mean? However, and I can't drive anymore, so I haven't been able to go to go work out or anything, really. So I was wondering if to talk to you.
Yes.
About if you got something like for.
Absolutely, yes. You know, and
I mean, I'm in earlier stages, but I mean, I'd still.
Can you walk, Claudia?
I do. My street is a mile long, so I usually go one up and then go down two, like most days, I should say.
Yes.
And we've been having great weather, so it's good.
Wow. Well, walking is great exercise and wonderful for the circulation, and obviously want to increase the blood flow to the brain and things like that.
Well,
And so, you know, and diet, of course, too. Has anybody talked to you about diet? I'm sure they have. The monounsaturated fats and things like that are important. things. So, you know, peanut oil and olive oil and avocados and mm-hmm. all of that. Mm-hmm. So when you were having these symptoms, Claudia, and thank you so much, by the way, for talking, because I know this is, you know, difficult to do, and I appreciate you being here. In your 50s, being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, before that, what did the doctors tell you that it was?
Well, at that point, my mom was not doing well, and she was in the hospital at that point. And so they said they really couldn't, because I was so upset, that they really couldn't give me a diagnosis, because I was just like, you know, it was not a good time.
Right, right. So, yes, you're going through a lot with that.
Right. So I got, it's better now, obviously. So
yes. Well, you know, you are just such a light to so many people here. And, you know, I truly believe that God is using you, you know, and what an inspiration. I mean, I don't know if you could see it, but I was standing behind you when you were talking on stage, and there wasn't a dry eye in front of you. You know, a lot of people are being affected. So God is using you as a light. And what a beautiful thing. And so we need people to donate and to raise money for Alzheimer's. And, you know, for people like you who are, you know, going through this, it's so important that people know that they can really do, every little bit helps, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I wish somebody would, you know, like, really, you know, give it a big push. It's just the politics out of, I don't know all what they do, but they really just, we need to know, like, and I think we need to, like I said, make noise, meaning we need to bug them. Just bug them.
Right.
They'll have to do something.
Right. I think it's creating awareness, and, you know,
exactly.
Obviously, you know, we can write letters and things like that, but an event like this that's getting so much attention, where thousands and thousands of people are here at the Alzheimer's Walk, it's got to speak volumes, you know. And so for people like you, it doesn't matter what your age is. You're in your 50s with Alzheimer's. There's people, you know, most people think, you know, it's people in the 90s that get it.
That's exactly, and that's what I think. That's why I think nobody really does anything about it, because, they're going to die.
Normal.
They're going to,
They think it's normal.
Yeah,
correct.
Well, my teenagers don't think, though, you know.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm just up, we're swatting the bees here. I'm just, you know, looking at your husband here, holding the microphone for you. What a blessing you are. My goodness, what's your name?
Ilya.
Ilya? And what a blessing you are to your wife here, and supporting her, holding the microphone for you. Is he a great guy or what?
He's a great guy.
Does this move you to see all these people around your wife and supporting them?
It's very moving and inspiring and heartwarming.
Well, you know, God bless you for supporting your wife, Claudia. I know this must have been difficult. It must be difficult for you guys.
It is.
Yes, but
it's all good. It's all.
It is, because God.
He's got it.
He's got it. He is sovereign. So you know what? He doesn't make mistakes, and obviously He is using you to glorify and honor Him. And what a beautiful thing that He picked you for that. Praise God. Oh, Claudia, can I say a prayer for you?
Yes, you may.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Claudia and her heart for you, Lord. Thank you that she is a light for other people here, Lord. At the ripe old age, in her 50s, with Alzheimer's, you are using her, Lord, to glorify and honor you. And thank you that you brought her here today, so that she could speak for you. You could use her as a vessel, Lord Jesus. Continue to use her, and I pray for her family, her husband here, who's standing here supporting her, and obviously honoring and glorifying you, because your word asks us to help people who need help, and I know he'll be blessed for doing that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the breath in our lungs today, and thank you for helping us bring awareness not only to Alzheimer's, but to you, Lord, and using us for your glory. In Jesus' holy, holy name, amen.
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 Oh, Claudia, thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope I see you again here next year. I know I will, and you know, we're going to grab you next year, too.
I'll be there.
All right. God bless you. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. All right, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors again. And, you know, I just want to say a word about Dr. Matt Misiak. He is amazing, amazing. He's my chiropractor. He should be your chiropractor. And, you know, when we come back, we'll still be talking to people from the Alzheimer's Walk. We have the Tom Fogarty. Yes. Coming up, he is from the Alzheimer's Walk, and we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much as your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we are back. We're live, broadcasting live at the WDCX tent at the Alzheimer's Walk. Come by and say hello to us. And we are so excited to be here today. And, you know, I see some friends going by waving. I want to go back. I want to go behind there and jump at, give them a big hug, but I can't because I'm on the air here. So, you know, we just talked to Claudia. What a beautiful spirit she is, a woman who is in her 50s diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So this isn't a disease that just affects, you know, our grandparents. It can affect people at any age. And right here with me, standing here, is Tom Fogarty. Is that
correct?
How you pronounce your name?
Correct.
Thank you so much. You are the chairman of the Alzheimer's Walk. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I saw you on stage and I'm like, I gotta grab that guy because I heard that your mom also was affected with Alzheimer's.
Correct. I first want to say thank you to everybody that came out today. It was just an unbelievable day.
Gosh.
And we had a startup meeting about a month or two ago, and I boldly stood up and said, hey, guess what? This year we're not going to have any rain. And everyone went, ooh. Like, it was the big.
Because last year it poured, right?
2 years in a row. Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I'm proud to be the chairman of the event. And the big thing is that I did lose my mom 10 years ago in October. I lost my mom to Alzheimer's after about a seven-year fight. In 1999, she got diagnosed, and we didn't really understand what that meant. You know, Alzheimer's. We didn't know how to even pronounce it. And when you asked around, there wasn't enough information. It's, oh, she's got dementia. That's no big deal. She's got dementia. Everybody gets dementia as you get old. Well, it turns out that this isn't dementia. It's a form of dementia, but it's to the max. And we lost our mom, my brother Tim, Dennis, my sister Linda, and I. We lost her 10 years ago, and you know, I miss her to this day. So I have a little picture of my mother. As corny as this is going to sound on my computer, just a reminder to live every day and I'm thrilled to be involved, and it's been a long time, and I don't plan on going away. So
yes, praise God. Well, thank you for all that you're doing for Alzheimer's and for Western New York. And so how old was your mom?
My mom was 73 when she was diagnosed. She died at 80. And again, like you said just a minute ago, a lot of people, you know, recognize the disease at that point or that age in life. But I'll tell you what, when you're 39 or 40 years old at that point, and then you lose your mom, I should have had more years with my mom. You know, I just should have. And I know there's a lot of people out there that lose their mom at a very young age, and I don't mean to disrespect them at all, but I really would have loved to have her around. But she lived with it for 7 years, and I saw a very strong, bold, funny, person that just was sharp as a tack. Literally dwindle away before my eyes until the day came that she didn't know who we were anymore, and that's a pretty hurtful thing inside. It really is just you see her, and I used to look in her eyes, and I would bend down in front of her and kind of get eye level with her in a chair, and I'd say, "Look, I know you're in there, and I love you. I'm not giving up on this thing. You know, you hang in there. You know," and she'd just look at me, you know, and turn her head a little, and at that point. She really kind of went mum for last couple of years. She really didn't say a whole lot, so
wow.
It was difficult. So
well, I'm getting choked up hearing you talk because I just lost my mom a few months ago, at 92. I'm crying.
I'm sorry.
And she had dementia, but only it affected her only the last few months. Really, is when we really really saw the difference. And I was sharing earlier that on my birthday, this is the day that it really struck me. It was my birthday this past May, just a few months ago, and my mom passed in June. But in May, I said to Mom, and it was my sister's birthday also, I said, "Mom, I said, today's my birthday. I said, and it's Susan's birthday too." And she just looked at me, and I said, "Mom, it's my birthday. It's my birthday, and it's Susan's birthday. Let's call her up and say happy birthday." And she looked at me, and she said, "I don't really know what you're talking about."
Yeah.
And I honestly, I just said, "That's okay, Mom. That's okay."
But see, that's perfect, though, and on your end. On the caregiver's end, it's so difficult because, you know, when you walk out of a room with someone in that situation, you walk out of the room, and then 2 minutes later, you walk back in, and they look at you and go, "Tommy, where have you been? I haven't seen you in 6 months. Where have you been?" And she'd look at me and hug me. Oh. And I'd be like, "Mom, I was just in here." So you start to realize that you can't. It's just not there. They just can't simply comprehend what's going on.
Right.
And they don't know any better. I literally could leave again and come back in, and she'd think I just got there again. And so it's hard for the caregivers to really, especially a husband and a wife that have been together for so long. I know there's sometimes anger involved where the husband goes, I was just here. I spent, the whole day with you. What are you talking about?" And honestly, anytime I run into anybody and they know for whatever reason they hear my name or whatever, people say, "Hey, that guy's involved with Alzheimer's," and people at work will bring him over and I'll talk to him, and they'll say, "I'm getting mad." Don't get mad. Please do me a favor. Here's a number. Call these people. Ask for Leilani. Yes. Ask for Lynn. Ask for Monica. Ask for anybody. They'll give you help. They'll help you understand what to do. But what you have to do, there's this great poem, and I wish I had it so I could recite it to you. I really do. It's about the patient. It's the patient saying to you, "Look, I want to understand you. I want to love you back, but I can't.
Yes.
I don't know how. I don't understand." So to get mad, in the end, it was just we'd walk in and we'd kind of chuckle because I'd walk out or someone would walk out. She'd go, "Oh, when did you get here?" And I'd say, "Oh, I just got here. How you doing?" I'd kiss her.
That's right.
You have to. You really do. You have to do that. And my grandma, my wife's grandma, similar situation to you. 4th of July party. Everything's great. Starting a little bit here and a little bit there. And she died in March. And in 6 months, she went from very coherent, very understanding to we lost her. And she was gone, dead. She died with Alzheimer's in that period of time from July to there. She like a light switch went off. Her dementia kicked in very, very heavily. And by the time she died, she talked very, very rarely. Didn't know people. Didn't know who they were. And it was the fastest I've ever seen.
So it was from July to
March of the following year.
July to March of the following year. So my mom, it was. Father's Day, actually, on Father's Day of this year, it was a beautiful sunny day, if you remember, and I took my mom out in the wheelchair because she lived with us, And my husband went to the Allentown Art Festival. I said, you know what? I'm going to take my mom for a walk. I took her out. And that was the first day that she said like two words, only two words. And she said, that it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
How fast did you start crying?
I just lost it. But anyways, that was the last day that my mother spoke, and she died the following Sunday.
Oh my God.
And from that Father's Day to the following Sunday, that week, it just spoke volumes. Because while you were talking about your mom saying that, you know, she was just looking at you and smiling. That's what my mother would do. She would just look at me and smile. I'm glad she was smiling.
No, yeah. And you know, one of the things that I was really, really glad about today, we talked about pumping it up this year. Not pumping it up like, you know, but feeling. You know, like the music you hear in the background. It's upbeat music. It's pumped up. You know, we should all be happy. We're here for a great cause. We're raising a ton of money for research and development here. And you know what? Yes, there are people in the lives of the people that are here that have Alzheimer's. There's people that have lost the people. But we're all here fighting this disease together. And I want to find a cure. I don't want this disease.
Yeah.
I don't want it either. I met Claudia today. First of all, I have to say, she looks fantastic for 53 years old.
Oh, my gosh. I know. She looks like she's in her 30s.
She's beautiful. And yes. I have to say, I just, it's amazing. She's the second youngest person I've ever met with Alzheimer's. The youngest I ever met was 48 years old. She was in Weinberg campus with my mom. And I was stunned when I realized that this 48-year-old person had Alzheimer's. And I was like, how is that possible?
I know.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
And here's my mom died with Alzheimer's. Her brother died with Alzheimer's. My aunt died with Alzheimer's. My wife's grandma, our grandma, died with Alzheimer's. Four people in my family have been affected by this disease. And I don't want to give up on it. I really do want to push and push and push. And I'm a pain in the butt fundraiser, but I will tell you. I was pumping out text messages, emails, everything I could get yesterday to get to the people that I know one last time. And I said, look, I know I'm trying to squeeze the last drop out of that orange, but that orange represents my mom, and I want every penny I can get. So I'm proud to say I came in second. A team beat me, and I'm thrilled that they did.
Oh, wow.
I raised just about $15,000. And the AHRM team came in at $17,000.
Wow.
Yep, they leapfrogged me, but...
oh, my gosh.
AHRM's Irish clan, I have to tell you, I'm Irish myself. I have a big colada or ring on, and I've got a big four-leaf clover on my shoulder and a tattoo. I'm proud of the Irish family, but I will tell you that's a great job by them, and I challenged everybody at our kickoff meeting. I told them I'm gonna raise well over $10,000, so you better get going.
Wow, that is awesome. And thank you for all you're doing. And I think one thing that you said earlier, Tom, is that, you were talking about how there's resources for family members.
Yes.
You know, I think that's so important. And when you were talking about the fact that people do get frustrated, so many people that I know, because I worked, I'm a nurse in the hospital and nursing homes and things like that, it's common. I think it's our human nature, you know, to get frustrated. But if people can just, because I know people of my own family were getting frustrated with my mom, and I'm like, right. She doesn't know that she just told you that 2 minutes ago.
Right.
You know, so it's important that people know that there are resources at the Alzheimer's Association. And it's, you know, there's so much. If they go on the website, what is the website?
You know what? You're catching me off man.
Okay.
I don't really know
that's
what
right.
it is. But,
well,
I want to say it's www.alz.org/WNY. I'm
okay.
pretty sure that's what it is.
Sorry, I put you on
No, no, that's okay. but I will say they are fantastic people. And the first time I got involved with them back in 1999, it was in a very, very small little place on Colvin Boulevard in Tonawanda. And honestly, we were just looking for help and understanding. And I'll tell you what, it's come so full circle right now. It is unbelievable the knowledge that these people have, the abilities to help you. And the one thing you can't get, you can't buy, they are sympathetic with you. And they are true to the sympathy. They feel for you. You know, and you think you're alone, and all of a sudden you meet these people at these groups, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're not alone, and there are other people. But there is so much help out there for people that are caring for the people for Alzheimer's that, you know what, I highly suggest if there's any questions, concerns, anything you want to do, you want to come out and help, you want to volunteer, please call them. They are fantastic people. Leilani Pelletier is amazing. She put off this this thing today. Her and her group of people are fantastic people. Wow. And I'll tell you, it's changed since I've been involved for 15 years. And I don't know that there's really anybody in the group that's actually been there the whole 15 years that I've been involved.
Wow.
But I will tell you that every time people do switch, uh-huh. they find people that are just as good, if not better. And it's amazing to me that they find those people.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
Please
Praise
reach
God.
Out. Please reach out.
Well, and there's people listening right now, Tom, that could have been that are possibly in the position you were in or I was in with my mom, where their family member maybe is having trouble, difficulty swallowing. They're not swallowing their food.
Yes.
Or they're getting lost. They need to call.
Yes,
okay.
They do, definitely.
Call sooner than later, right?
Yes, because simple little things like my grandma, what ended up happening with her when we started to realize that things were really starting to change is my father-in-law got a call from her. She was at a gas station. She couldn't figure out how to pump her gas.
Oh.
So he literally drove to the gas station real quickly, got there, and she's standing there with the pump in her hand. No one helps her. You know,
oh,
she's standing there
gosh.
With the pump in her. She knew to get the pump out, but once she took the pump out of the holder, she didn't know what to do with it.
Oh.
So he's like, Mom, you know, and again, this is early. So he's like, Mom, right here, you know, and then, you know, all of a sudden we started going, you know, something's changed.
Right.
And I'm looking at him going, you better, you know, I think she's, you know, in the early stages. We better get involved and get her looked at. But
yes.
I'll tell you what, it's the, you know, the Gordon family was here today, the Benetti family, the Fogarty family. I want to thank everybody for being here. And, you know, Marcy's Marchers will march on next year.
Thank you, Tom Fogarty, and you are the chairman of the Alzheimer's Walk. Thank you for all you've been doing for 15 years.
My pleasure,
my
honestly.
Gosh.
My pleasure.
And you're honoring your mother
yes.
by doing it and your other family members, and so God will bless you for that.
Thank you.
So thank you. So nice meeting
thank
you.
Thank you. And thank you for being here, and I'm sorry about your loss with your mom.
Oh, thank you, and
it's
ditto.
It's hard.
And I'm going to grab you next year, too, because I know you'll be here.
I will be.
All right,
all
Tom.
Right.
God
Thanks.
Bless you. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. Pine Pharmacy is up next. I love those guys. Make sure you check them out. Pine Pharmacy, they have supplements there. They have, you know, vitamins. They have medication, compounds, whatever. You check them out, Pine Pharmacy. Let them know Robbie sent you. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are live at the Alzheimer's Walk. I wish we could be here all day because it's so beautiful. There's so much going on here. And I have somebody in front of me, Diane Mathena. Good morning. How are you? Very good. And so you were doing the walk with your mom and
family. And
yes.
A couple of my sisters and nieces.
And hi,
friends.
Mom. Hi, Mom. She's cute.
Hi, Mom.
She's very cute. How old is she?
She's 85.
And does she have Alzheimer's?
Yes. She was diagnosed about 3 years ago.
Oh,
and we started testing about a year before that.
And how did you know that something was wrong?
It started out with just forgetting, like we would get all ready to go to the pool and she'd say, where are we going?
Oh,
or
well,
just forgetting
yeah.
little things. And you know, she was still working at the time in retail, and she was kind of forgetting how to do the numbers and things like that for the cash register. So we just knew something was a little off.
And you reached out to the Alzheimer's Association at that time, or did you?
Yes. I started out with our primary care, and they sent us to neurology. But I started taking courses at the Alzheimer's Association with some friends of mine that were going through similar, like, cognitive impairment with their parents. And I continued with the classes just to get to know the behaviors and different things.
So
and
important.
I found out about their mid-stage, early-stage groups that they have available, and she's been very active with them for the last 2 or 3 years, doing bowling and watercolor painting and
wonderful
support groups, everything. They've been wonderful.
Well, that's
us.
What I want our listeners to know, that they need to make that phone call earlier than later, okay?
If
people are listening right now and they think, you know, I've had people say, yeah, my mom's not swallowing her food, and I'm like, wow, you need to call the Alzheimer's Association.
Exactly.
But before that, they need to call.
Yes, because keeping them social and keeping them active is the key to keeping their mind moving and keeping them alert and happy and just making every day fulfilling.
Amen. Well, thank you for taking care of your mom, and thank you for checking in with us today.
No problem. Thank
you. And we hope we see you next year, okay?
You will. Rain or shine.
All right.
Great,
Diane. Thank you so much. We're going to get Neil Boron back here as we close up the show, and it's been a great, great, beautiful day at the Alzheimer's Walk here. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. I want to thank everyone who came out and who helped raise money. Maybe they could not come out, but hasn't it been awesome, Neil?
It's been fabulous. And what's really cool is meeting the people that have been a part of this thing. Some really quality people who love family members or friends who have Alzheimer's and who love doing something about it. Love getting around these kind of people because it's energizing.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And talking to Tom Fogarty, my gosh, guy's on a mission. 15 years with the Alzheimer's Association.
I know.
And he was getting me choked up because I was the same thing he was talking about I was experiencing with my mom just in the last couple months. You know, I was talking about the fact that my mom just only in the last couple of months started having, you know, symptoms, very, you know, extremely bad symptoms. But particularly in the last last month. But wow, what a guy who was on a mission. He raised $15,000 himself, he said.
That's amazing.
It is incredible. Well, it's been fun here at the Alzheimer's Walk.
Oh, it's been great. And thank you for coming out and broadcasting live. I do want to mention, again, you've been listening to this thing all morning. If you want to get on board and give, we'd encourage you to do so. Don't wait. Just go to our website, WDCXradio.com. Click on the Alzheimer's link there, and you can donate. It's real simple. Or just text the word WALK to 866-883-2030. A link will shoot back to you, and you can decide how much you want to give. But we encourage everyone to do something, right?
Yes,
do something.
Absolutely. And now's the time. And, you know, there's other fundraisers coming up. We have the Breast Cancer Walk Making Strides. I want you to be there this year.
Aren't you, like, doing aerobics before? What are you doing? You're warming everybody up or something.
I'm inspiring the crowd on stage. There's always, like, 10,000 people there. I want WDCX to be there this year. And that is October 18th, Sunday, October 18th. And actually, Sunday, October 11th, I'll be speaking at the Susan Komen Luncheon as well. So, you know, the breast cancer awareness is also, you know, something I feel very strong of and part of my heart's desire to help. But thank you, Neil, for also checking in on the Raw Truth today.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Love to do it.
Yes. And so, listen, you guys, I want you to have a beautiful week. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And we will see you right back here next week.
Let's go jog 1.8 miles. Come on.
Let's do it. All right. We'll see you guys. Have a great week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.